ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Dirt and Turf, brought to you by the Social Sports Pad Podcast. I'm the Mandical Cobra, and my starting pitcher is Ben. How we doing, Ben?
I'm doing great. How are we doing today?
We're doing pretty good. We're getting ready. Spring training is slowly wrapping up, and we're kind of in limbo. We kind of wanted to gauge how the teams are doing. You know, we're getting hyped up for opening day, as we should be, because opening day is just so special. You know, nothing like seeing our players actually make it onto the field.
Oh, absolutely. Especially when you're going to school and you're looking forward to seeing that first baseball game of the year. And then you step off the bus and you smell that grass.
Especially at their stadiums, because there's something magical about their stadiums, because currently they're currently in the Grapefruit and the Cactus Leagues right now, which is the spring training classification, which means Florida and Arizona.
Lucky.
Yep. Well, not really. I mean, it's Florida and Arizona. So for the respective leagues, we have very interesting standings. Let me pull this up for a minute.
The Orioles are definitely dominating spring training right now.
Yes, but like with anything, preseason really does anything politically.
Oh yeah, especially baseball spring training. Yeah. For spring training can bounce everywhere.
Yeah. And not just spring training, but the regular season. I mean, there's 162 games on the season, so you really don't know what will happen in the regular season off of spring training.
Especially, look what happened last year with the Rays. So that's one thing I do want to mention is the Rays. The Rays have a predicament right now with Wander Franco. I know he's never coming back. So, do they have a replacement for him?
Do they have a plan? I don't know. I mean,
I definitely
know the plan is over the age of 14.
Oh, definitely. And as soon as that happened, they fell off. Like, they started losing, and it feels like
losing, and it feels like they were losing.
Yep.
They didn't have a plan after that.
If you lose your superstar, you might, you'd probably fall off a cliff. So I want to cover the top four in the Grapefruit League. We have the Baltimore Orioles, as said, Ben, absolutely the top of not only the Grapefruit, but the Cactus League as well. They are the top team. Then you have the Tigers, interestingly, because last year the Tigers were just terrible. The Red Sox and the Nationals, who, by the way, I think they're just going to be mediocre this year. So those are the top four teams in the Grapefruit League.
Yeah, the Nationals are not going to be contenders at all.
Yeah. And the bottom four of the Grapefruit League were the Pirates, the Rays, the Yankees, and the Twins. Now, the Yankees, they're very considering that – They're still dealing with a bit of injury to a couple of their superstars, Garrett Cole and Aaron Judge.
Yes, they are. Aaron
Judge might be back by the time opening day starts. He might be a little later, but he will be back this season. Garrett Cole, he's done. He's probably done for the year.
Well, they haven't fully decided if he is going to need Tommy John. They already mentioned that he might not need it. My opinion, they should probably do it. and just get it out of the way and not wait. Just like the Orioles last year, now they don't have their closer Bautista for earlier as they could have when he could have had his surgery as soon as they found out that he had an elbow issue, and they didn't do it. And they waited until, what, September, October?
The issue with that is the Yankees have spent so much money on him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they spent $300 million. You know, $300 million, you know, and...
$300 billion.
Yeah, a contract that everyone was saying, oof. You know, he better be a World Series. He better be World Series or this is a terrible look. Because yeah, that's not for a starting ace. I cannot
see
players I can understand for players like Mike Trout and Manny Machado, them getting those types of paydays, but not for Gerrit Cole. You know.
Yeah, no, not at all.
I hate to say this because they're professional baseball players. They're also people. You know, you gotta get paid. But at the same time, it was also like, you know, this is a pitcher. This is a position where, you know, the arm goes. You know, the arm really wears down, and when it wears down, it's not really something you can get back.
Yeah, example for Felix Hernandez.
Felix Hernandez.
Yep.
Who else? There was another guy. CC Sabathia.
Yeah, CC Sabathia. Yeah, I hate to say that about CC Sabathia, but you know, it was like as soon as he got hurt, he was.
They ran him into the ground.
Well, the Yankees had no choice.
Oh yeah, they didn't have anybody else.
No.
So, who is going to step up for them, though? That's the question.
I don't think they have anybody, you know, as far as that's concerned, because they put all their eggs in one basket, you know, and unfortunately, Gerrit Cole is not that guy.
Well, there is one guy out there available.
I don't think they can spend the money.
Probably not. They might be able to get him for cheap, though. Blake Snell.
Prospects. I don't believe.
Blake Snell's out there as a free agent, and Trevor Bauer's out there as a free agent. Trevor Bauer can. I think Trevor Bauer should be signed by the Orioles.
I know Trevor Bauer. I think he's just not going to get any contracts. As much as he's still got the skills, he does. I just don't think any team was going to want to take the chance. And that's sad.
I think the Orioles should take a chance on him because he's extra bullpen help, and they could use a veteran in there that knows. And they don't have to put him into the roster. He already said that I'll take the league minimum, and I'll prove myself. If I can't do it, just cut me. What's wrong with that?
All he wants is an opportunity, you know. And
somebody
again,
out there.
That's respectable.
Yeah, somebody out there. Somebody out there is good.
Yeah. And for Trevor's sake, I hope he gets an opportunity because he still has the arm talent. He's still in shape.
That's what happens when you get blackballed out of the league prematurely.
He showed the Dodgers he still had the juice.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't for the lady coming out and claiming false allegations, he would be in the league still probably.
I think he would be one of the highest paid pitchers in the league. Right now.
I mean that's a whole nother topic right there. Athletes getting
blackballed.
Look at Enzo Amore. I mean, he got blackballed and he was proven not guilty.
Yeah. Not just Enzo. I mean, there's plenty of athletes where Look, not that cancel culture didn't really expose some nasty parts of...
Oh, absolutely.
But it's like it was used, it was weaponized.
Oh, yeah, and it was weaponized for...
I saw that coming.
And it's sad. It really is sad when somebody wants to take advantage of your popularity and celebrity status.
Yep. And you want to know how I saw that, you know, how I knew I saw that, I knew that was coming. That cancel culture was going to get weaponized and, you know, used into the negative just for people to get rich. There is an anime out there called Shimonetta that basically exposed that full truth.
It makes sense.
Because
I hope he gets another chance. I really do.
I hope he does. So now we're going to get away, get out of the Grapefruit League. We're going to go into the Cactus League, where the top four teams are the Dodgers, the Rockies, which is a bit of a surprise, the Royals, and the Cubs. Although with the Rockies, I'm going to say this: Rockies fans, if you exist, take my shot. Basically, don't get your hopes up. You know, they're in Surprise. They're not in Coors Field, where it's a hitter's paradise.
Yeah, the Rockies will probably finish.
How they try to help the balls, it's just.
I can see the Rockies possibly finishing third, probably 12 games below 500. I think your phone fell asleep, sir.
I don't think the Rockies will do anything. I think they'll still be where they are, right in the middle. Not anywhere.
Yeah, I'm thinking third place, thinking about 12 games under 500 probably.
Yeah. But you know, the Kansas City Royals, I don't think they're ready yet. You know, I really don't think they're ready. They could do something big. But as of right now, I don't see it. And
no, I can see the Reds possibly being a decent surprise team this year.
I think they could. They could, but I don't know. I basically don't know.
Now, I would be worried if I'm a Giants fan currently because there's
absolutely. If you're a Giants fan, you're not liking this season.
Yeah, let me look at their starting lineup here. Let me see who's there. I haven't looked at their roster in a hot minute.
Yeah. Well, we've kind of honest about that, we've been kind of getting excited about the football season that we've been doing earlier this year.
Oh yeah, I mean, the only other Giants team, the first team, Giants team. Or the New York Giants.
Absolutely. I think the only team worse than the New York Giants is LOL Mets reigning supreme across the land to crush your hopes and dreams.
Yeah, I'm looking at the roster. Wow, Pablo Sandoval is still playing. He's still on the Giants? He lost a lot of weight. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that, but
it's not going to improve him. He was born in 86.
Unfortunately, I think Pablo Sandoval ate himself out. And that just sounded. But
yeah, I can't see a problem. They have a promising future. But don't look for anything immediate.
No.
Yeah, I'd be worried if I was a Giants fan.
Yeah. Although I think realistically the main thing, the main franchise that should be worried about anything should be the Oakland Athletics.
You mean the Las Vegas Athletics? Vegas
Athletics.
Yeah, them too.
Yeah, because yeah. they're definitely leaving Oakland. I'm sorry, Oakland fans, but it's the ship is sailing.
It's all because your owner's a fucking cheap ass. That's all it is. You know.
And the town itself.
Well, the important thing about that is the town, you know, blew their load on Al Davis. That's all it was.
Yeah, but Al Davis said bye bye.
Yep.
Al Davis.
Davis.
Yeah, as his son or whoever.
He took that faster than a free plate at PF Chang's.
Worse than Problem Child.
Yep. Well, let's not get in that. But
another team I would be.
But the top four teams in the Cactus League are, like I said, the Dodgers, Rockies, Royals, and Cubs. With the Reds kind of creeping in, and the World Series champ Rangers sitting below the Reds.
Rangers be able to replicate last year? Will they be able to do that, or was that just a flash in the pan, and they're just going to be mediocre?
Anything is possible in the MLB, but odds are no, I don't think so.
And another team, the Guardians, are they going to do anything, do you think? In my opinion, I think they're going to at least finish second.
In their division, yeah, but, you know, but as far as, like, winning anything,
I think your phone went idle again, sir.
I'm back. I don't think they'll do anything. Realistically, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna do anything either. They'll at least maybe possibly get a wild card.
Yeah, but as far as like doing anything, no.
Now, what are our feelings towards Shohei Ohtani? Is he going to have a good year this year? Do you think he's going to take a step back stats-wise?
I think he'll have like a minor step back, but it won't be as bad as people fear.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to lead the league in home runs this year. I think he'll get at least 43.
I think he'll do enough this year to warrant his contract. But as far as like leading the lead, being the superstar, I don't think so.
I think the biggest issue is that there's too many stars in Los Angeles, so pitchers can pitch around who they want to pitch around and pick and choose, and who's gonna want to pitch to Shohei when they pitch somebody else that might not hit a home run?
Exactly. He will get eclipsed. He's going to get eclipsed by someone. You got Mookie Betts over there.
Yeah, they just moved him to a different position.
To a different position.
Yeah.
That can mess with their rhythm on the infield. Isn't he going to be like an infielder or something? Like, didn't they switch him from? Let me see. Didn't they switch him to an infield? Didn't they or something?
Yeah, something.
Trying to see. If I can find it.
I mean, it's not like Mookie Betts doesn't stay loose. I mean, he participates on the professional bowlers tour at times.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I mean he's pretty athletic.
He's pretty athletic.
He's a good athlete. I feel like the Dodgers are definitely going to run away with their division. The Atlanta Braves definitely are going to run away.
Yeah. Yeah. Although the Phillies could get give them a run for their money.
The Phillies are starting to look
a lot better.
Yes. But as far as as far as anything is considered, I just don't think that we're gonna see Shohei Ohtani being top.
Yeah, they moved Mookie Betts to shortstop.
Shortstop.
Mm, okay.
Oh, they have Jason Hayward.
Oh, they have Jason Hayward still.
Yep. Nice.
Yeah, I mean, the Phillies definitely going to give the Braves a run for the money. I mean, who knows? The Braves could win the division. But the Braves have so much talent. Acuña is amazing. Acuña should have made the cover of MLB The Show, or Gunnar Henderson. I'm not even sure how Vladimir Guerrero Jr. made the cover. I mean, he didn't do anything last year to like earn it.
I don't think Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is even that good.
I mean, he's good, but he's not as good as his dad. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. He has talent. The Blue Jays have three second-generation talents on their team. They have Biggio, yes. They have Bichette, and they have Guerrero. The only one out of that group that's kind of been a downfall and a letdown has been Biggio. He hasn't lived up to the hype. But the other two, yeah, Bichette is the better star, though. Yeah, that's another team that is always mediocre, has the talent, but never utilizes it. Toronto. Fuck you, Toronto. I hate you probably much as equally as the fucking Yankees because of what happened in 1992, 93? Gary Carter hit that, or was it Joe Carter? Joe Carter hit that fucking home run against the Phillies, and, oh, man, that pissed me off.
Yeah. Well, to be also fair, you know, fuck Toronto anyway. You know, no offense.
That's a shit town.
It's the sports team that you have. You know, I mean, you gave
that's
us
a shit town.
And Jose Bautista with the bad flip, but it's just like, you know, man, I realistically cannot trust Toronto to do anything.
No, the last few years when they've been playing the Orioles have made them their bitch. Like, they have clipped their wings, literally. Like, every time the Orioles have played Toronto, they have had high-scoring games, but usually Orioles come out on top. And when they go in Toronto, Mountcastle hits bombs.
It's also like you know, Toronto can't really do anything. Nowadays, it's like they will show you glimpses of brilliance, but they just cannot get the tires spinning. They're just stuck.
Yeah, they can't get out of their own way.
Yeah.
Oh, Canada.
Pretty much. So now we're going to. We're gonna see of the top four. Who do they think of the top four teams in each division? Which one do we think is gonna have the most success?
Like one team each.
One team each.
I'm gonna be a home run Orioles. This is definitely the breakout year. Last year was a surprise. They weren't even expected to do that good. But now they have a
full nuke.
And with Jackson Holliday possibly coming up as well, like, the future's now. Like, now is now. Like, they're built to win now. And World Series is probably within reach in the next 3 years.
Possible. I'm going to agree with you on that. This is the Orioles. This is the Orioles' day. You know, they need to show that they are ready now, and that they can do it. You know, that's all that needs to be stated about that. But If you know, to be a little different, and I will be different, because you know you gotta be contrarian here. I'm gonna disagree with the top four teams as they stand in the Grapefruit League. By the way, I think the Astros are going to do it again. I think, you know, the Astros have been time and time again, you know, they've been trying to make us eat their lunch every single time, because if they're tired of trash can, you know, the trash can teams, you know, they're tired of it, but it's like, you got caught cheating. You know, we're gonna keep saying the trash thing, but it's because of that drive. They, you know, they tend to do that. And now for the Cactus League, who do you got, Ben?
I'm gonna definitely go with the Dodgers. They're gonna definitely run away.
Yep. I agree with the fact that the Dodgers are a powerhouse, but I don't think they're going to be the one to really put their god in people. I think to them earlier, I think it's going to be the Cincinnati Reds.
You think the Reds are
Cincinnati Reds? Cincinnati Reds this year. Have been loading up. You know, they've been getting their fans ready, you know, despite the fact that, you know, fans are getting tired of ownership, the Oakland Athletics. I was listening to my friend John Sadak, you know, talk about the Reds and how you can really feel that the team has passion, especially together. So
I was listening to MLB radio, and they were saying how they're looking like how they could possibly be the Orioles of this year.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
they're definitely my sleeper pick.
Yes. I'll buy that for a dollar.
Could always put a bet on it. Could bet River Rat.
I'm not betting anything on it. Now we're going to talk. Unfortunately, we have to remind our viewers that one of our affiliates is Fanatics.
Yeah.
You know, we hate to admit it, but we do have an affiliate link with Fanatics. But at the same time, we also hold ourselves with integrity. It seems like Fanatics just can't get out of the frying pan. They keep going into the fire. Am I right, Ben?
Oh, I agree. Now they have a gray pants issue.
Yeah, they have a different colored pants issue with certain teams. It's like Fanatics, man. You know, we already had a concern about the uniforms that the players have. Now it's, we're having problems getting coordinated and everything right. It's stupid.
So I'm reading that the founder of Fanatics responded, and this is from March 1st. This is an older article. He says that his company is being unfairly blamed for the new Major League Baseball uniforms to have see-through pants and other fit and design problems. He says,
that's deflection. That is deflection.
Yeah, he says we're purely doing exactly what we've been told, and we've been told we're doing everything exactly right.
I still say that's deflection. I don't agree with that. You know, it should be on the company to realize that, hey, something ain't, you know, that just isn't holding true to me.
He's saying it's all Nike. He says Nike designs everything.
Hands us the specs and says, make us this.
Yeah. Let me just say clear the air right now. This isn't all on Fanatics. I will agree with that. But I will also say that Fanatics does hold responsibility. Fanatics owns 40% of this.
Yeah, I mean, they're letting it leave their facility.
They're letting it leave. They're letting it leave the facility like this, and now we have concerns. We as the consumers are having concerns.
Like, do they not have male models or any type of model or female model or somebody that can, like...
You know, and it's not just the MLB problem. MLB fans are having concerns now. You know, you have all the sports leagues are having concerns about how the jerseys are going to look, how the clothes are going to look.
Yeah, what if they start designing female leagues, uniforms, and they're see-through? Nobody wants them to see their top area or even their bottom area. Like, come on.
Yeah, it's definitely not a good look. I don't care, Fanatics. You have a problem. You have a big problem. It needs to be fixed. Definitely. I don't care if you think that you're blameless here. You're not.
Yeah. Definitely not on the hook. They're definitely not left off the hook. They're definitely partially to blame.
Absolutely.
And for the price they sell these jerseys at, they know better.
They're definitely
they
not better. Blameless, and I don't care. It's all about, it's integrity. It's the integrity of the thing.
Oh, and can we also petition to make big boy MLB jerseys?
The jersey fit is an issue as well.
Yeah, because NFL jerseys I can find no problem, but it's MLB jerseys that I can't find.
Yeah, the fit on the MLB jerseys have been an issue.
They only go up to like a 2 or a 3.
Yeah, and I don't know about you, but...
You went idle, I think. You went idle, sir.
Alright. But like I said, I know at least a few MLB fans, or at least a 3 or 4X.
Oh, yeah. And I would love to buy me a jersey, like a Gunnar Henderson or an Adley Rutschman. I mean, I got lucky and found a 3X shirt at Walmart that could fit me for $5.
Yeah, I mean.
But for an MLB jersey, 3X shirt, yeah, no, it's not going to work. It's too tight.
Yeah, exactly. So that as it with Fanatics, the more I talk about them, the more I get frustrated at them because, look, they're unfortunately the only supplier of our favorite sports teams. Unfortunately, at this present time, used to be in the old days you could rely on getting a different jersey supplier. You had Starter, Coho, for at least hockey.
Yeah. Yeah, back in the day, they had a whole bunch of options.
Back in the day, before the corporate body decided, we don't want our fans to have any more fun. But that's enough about Fanatics and. I want to talk about the Yankees for a quick minute because they're on my mind. We were talking about Garrett Cole and Aaron Judge earlier.
Yeah, no, go ahead. What would you like to talk?
With Garrett Cole, that was a bad I think that was a bad decision to get a $300 million contract. Absolutely.
I agree. So here's what I think about that. So just like with Sentry PC, you can always keep a virus out for your computer. So just like in MLB, you can always keep a virus off your team as well. AKA Garrett Cole.
Oh wow, that was a very good advert right there.
I appreciate that.
Sentry PC is one of our affiliate links. See us in the Spotify down below. I just want to talk about Garrett Cole for a minute.
Go ahead.
It was a $300 million contract. Everyone was saying that contract looks bad. Now, he's pretty much damaged goods. Is it possible that he returns to form after, if he has Tommy John surgery? Yes. But it still is a bad look. Steinbrenner's who can't do business like their dad.
Here's the issue. I don't really think any player in any sport should be paid anything close to this much money. All these players are getting paid as it is, so that's guaranteed. Because you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know if they're going to get injured. You don't know what's going to happen with their life. You don't know if something major is going to happen where they just can't play no more. Like, you just don't know. And
look at the NFL. Look at the NFL.
The turnover rate is ridiculous. So that's another issue. What is the Shohei Ohtani? I don't know what all the back end stipulations are, but as far as I heard, everything's guaranteed and it's back ended. What if he gets another major injury and he can't play no more, or he's just strictly a hitter? Is it still worth them to pay that $700 million for just a hitter? No. As a two-way player at the most, I don't even think he should have got that much. That's overpaying. That's just inflating the market, and it's just going to make other players, especially Boris, the agent, gotta hate him, just see cash signs.
Yeah, that's all it is, unfortunately. It's all about dollar signs, man. It is.
It's just going to drive ticket sales.
Yeah, which definitely hurts us. The fans.
Then you get the scalpers.
And then you get scalpers. Then you get, then you get absorbed in the ticket prices and inflation goes up.
And the ticket fees, the fees alone are ridiculous.
Yep.
Then you got the parking. The parking alone is like $60.
Yep. At least, it's getting stupid nowadays, and sports are wondering why they're dying.
If you're not part of the corporate machine and giving free tickets, you're not going to a game.
Exactly.
Especially if you're a New York Yankees or a Dodgers fan.
Oh yeah, and with how iconic those franchises are, how many aren't fans of the Dodgers or Yankees?
Just
iconic they are.
They're just as iconic as the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes. So anywho, that will be it for Dirt and Turf. Glad we were able to give you a good helping. Special thanks to our affiliates. Our affiliates are Fanatics, Duke Cannon Supply Company, Dr. Squatch, W Energy, Bulletproof Coffee, Sleeves Apparel, and Sentry PC. We're getting ready for regular season. Sorry, it was kind of a bit of a limbo type of show, but that's unfortunately how it is. But we are getting close to baseball. Once again, I am the man they call Cobra, and my co-host Ben.